بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Honorable علماء الكرام، respected elders and brothers in Islam، there are few non-anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam who enjoy the privilege of their names being mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Generally, the names that are mentioned in the Quran Sharif are all the anbiya alayhimu salam, but there are few salatu wasalam who enjoy the privilege of their name being mentioned in the Quran. One is Hazrat Sayyida Maryam, the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, the only female name that is mentioned in the Quran is the name of Hazrat Maryam. When he came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala referred to his family as إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِأَهْلِ. Musa alayhi salam said to his family. Hazrat Imran alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala said إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ Imran, the wife of Imran. When it came to the wife of Fir'aun, Hazrat Asiya, وَمْرَاتُ فِرْعَوْنَ. So the only female whose name is mentioned in the Quran is the name of Hazrat Sayyida Maryam, the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is actually in keeping with the teachings of Islam, with the teachings of the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us that everything to do with a female should be concealed as far as possible, to such an extent that even unnecessarily don't expose her name also. So one is Hazrat Sayyida Maryam. The second is a Sahabi by the name of Hazrat Zayd radiallahu an, Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu an, the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, interesting point that is mentioned, as Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that amongst all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the greatest of all Sahaba is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. When it comes to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Allah Ta'ala never mentioned his name in the Quran. Sometimes referred to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as the sahibih, the friend and the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one ayah, according to some tafsirs, Allah referred to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as al-atqa, the person who has a great amount of taqwa and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the name of Zayd radiallahu an in the Quran? فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِنْهَا. The Mufassirin explain that Zayd radiallahu an was the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in keeping with the customs of jahiliyyah, of ignorance, he used to be referred to and called Zayd bin Muhammad. He used to be attributed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zayd the son of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Islam abrogated this and corrected this incorrect practice of jahiliyyah, that your adopted son is not your biological, not your true son, so you don't call him the son of so and so. So he lost his privilege, that no longer he is called Zayd bin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to replace this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his name in the Quran. That as long as the Quran is recited, the name of Zayd radiallahu anhu will be taken. And just for taking the name of Zayd radiallahu anhu, a person gets 30 thawab and 30 nekis. The third person who is not a Nabi, but his name appears in the Quran, is Hazrat Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman the wise. And it is my intention today, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to share with you some of the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Hazrat Luqman al-Hakim. Not only is his name mentioned in the Quran, but an entire surah is dedicated to Hazrat Luqman. Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman the wise. So who was Hazrat Luqman radiallahu anhu? May Allah ta'ala be pleased with him. He's not a Nabi, so we will not say alayhi salam, because salam is a dua which is specific to the Anbiya. A non-Nabi, they don't address him with a dua alayhi salam. Hazrat Luqman radiallahu anhu. So who was Hazrat Luqman radiallahu anhu? He was either the nephew or the cousin of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. And he was an Abyssinian slave, a carpenter by trade, dark in complexion, short in height, and had absolutely no physical beauty or physical features as far as that is concerned. Just a point of reflection, two points of reflection, then we will go on. We learn that in Deen, in Islam, there is absolutely no run or to look down at a person just based on his color or just based on his social standing. This was a slave, but social standing, not a wealthy person. He has a different tongue, different color, no complexion, no features, nothing. This is no grounds whereby a person can ridicule or look down upon someone. This is, in fact, the trait of jahiliyyah, the way of ignorance. Second reflection, Hazrat Luqman al-Hakim had absolutely nothing of this world. He was a poor person, he was a slave. He enjoyed no social standing, no complexion, nothing. But a motivating point that despite him being what he was, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his position was so high and so great, that the entire surah of the Quran has been dedicated to Hazrat Luqman. To be accepted in the court of Allah, I don't need to be speaking a certain language. I don't need to be having a certain position. I don't need to be having certain amount of wealth. Wherever I am, whatever I am, my position in the court of Allah is with piety and taqwa. So Hazrat Luqman al-Hakim radiallahu anhu, a slave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with wisdom. According to some narrations, he was offered the position and the post of Nubuwa. But Luqman al-Hakim replied and he said, if this is a command from Allah, then I readily and happily accept it. But if it is a choice that I am being given, then I choose not to be a Nabi. It was asked of him, such a great office, such a great position. There is no position greater than the position of a Nabi. All the awliya put together cannot equal the rank and martaba of any Nabi. So such a great position you turn down. Hazrat Luqman replied, he said, that Nubuwa is a very great responsibility. If it is a command of Allah, Allah will assist me to complete and fulfill this responsibility. But if it is my choice, then I am afraid that I will not be able to fulfill this great responsibility of Nubuwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Hazrat Luqman instead with hikmah and with wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ, that indeed we had blessed and bestowed Hazrat Luqman radiallahu anhu with wisdom. And the first, very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions thereafter, and according to some mufassirin, some scholars, this is actually the hikmah and the wisdom that Allah had granted Luqman. And what is the first thing Allah says? Anishkur lillah. That be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest wisdom that a person can, because being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says further, وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, that remember, when we appreciate any bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, in the least. If all the people of the world, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, till the day of Qiyamah, and all the jinn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith al-Qudsi, if all of us had to become the most pious, the most pious person, مَا زَادَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْءَ, it doesn't increase the greatness and benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. But being grateful to Allah only benefits us. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, whoever is grateful for the bounties of Allah, then that gratitude and that shukr is for his own benefit. And what is the benefit? لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, Allah says, if you appreciate my bounties, no doubt, no speculation, the word of Allah with a qasam, most certainly, wallahi, I will increase my favors upon you. And gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done firstly in the heart, by recognizing and acknowledging and understanding that this is the gift of Allah. It's not my effort, not my achievement. No, I made 100,000 prophet. No, it is from Allah. understanding and acknowledging from the heart that every favor is from Allah. Second level of shukr is to verbally express our thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the moment his Mubarak eyes opened, it was only shukr, alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana. Till he went to sleep, alhamdulillah illadhi awana. Everything was only grateful and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to verbally. And the third is by expressing that shukr and gratitude by our actions. By using those favors which Allah has given us on loan, by using those favors in the way that makes Allah happy. So this is shukr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever is grateful, he's only grateful for his own benefit. So beautifully he said in Arabic, الشُكْرُ قَيْدُ الْمَوْجُودِ وَسَيْدُ الْمَفْقُودِ رُبٍ إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْمَعْبُودِ وَثَوَابٍ فِي دَارِ الْخُلُودِ. That shukr is a means of securing whatever favors we enjoy. Whatever we have, if you want to retain those favors, then make shukr. وَسَيْدُ الْمَفْقُودِ. And if you want to get favors of Allah that we don't enjoy, then make shukr and Allah will give us what we don't have. وَمُوْجِبُ تَقَرُّبٍ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْمَعْبُودِ. And shukr is a means of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting thawab in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the ayah by reminding us, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. Remember, whoever is ungrateful, whoever doesn't show his thanks to Allah in his heart, verbally and by action, then remember, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of your shukr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of that praise and thanks. He is worthy of all praise. He doesn't require our praise and our thanks in any way. So this was the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Hazrat Luqman. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to describe some of the advices that Hazrat Luqman had. It is mentioned that Hazrat Luqman, Allah blessed him with wisdom, throughout his life, he shared 12,000 pieces of advice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a few here in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. And mentioned to them the advice of Luqman to his son, when he said to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ, O my small son, O my small boy, O my small son. Allah reward the Mufassireen, how they went and analyzed every word of the Quran. The son of Luqman wasn't a small child. He was mature, he was a big man. From there they deduced the point that it is the father's responsibility, the parent's responsibility to be concerned about the upbringing of their children when they are small and even when they are big. When they are mature also, hadith teaches us even after they married. Even after they are married, they still concern. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is awake at the time of tahajjud. He's going to the door of Ali and Fatima, waking them up for salah, wake up for tahajjud salah. The hadithin explain that we understand the responsibility of a parent continues even after the child is barir. Yes, the child is now answerable for his own action, but doesn't mean now I wash my hands of you, you lead your own life and I lead my own life. In fact, Mufassireen say that we understand from this that shukr that Allah spoke of is actually to bring these things into our life and also to ensure that our children follow in the same path. So if qala Luqman ibn, Luqman alayhi salam is advising his son who is mature already. And how does he address him? Ya bunayya, O my small son. Why is he calling his adult son, O my small son? At-tasghiru lil-ishfaq. Is a mark of compassion to teach us that when we're advising our children, nay, when we're advising any person for that matter, him with love, care and compassion. Don't belittle him. Don't be harsh. But use kind words. Use words, use an approach that will make him and force him accept the advice that we are giving. Ya bunayya, eh mere pyare bete. Oh my beloved son, la tushrik billah. First advice he gives, don't ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't join anyone, no matter how great the person may be. Nobody can be equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in his qualities, not in his names, not in ibadah, in worship, inna shirka la zulmun azim. Worship and ibadah is the exclusive right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving anyone else the position of Allah is putting something in its incorrect place. Shirk and ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the worst form of zulm and oppression. Thereafter he goes on advising his son, Ya bunayya, innaha in takum ithqala habbatin min khardarin, fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fi al-ardi yati biha Allah. This advice is also with regard. It is said that the son of Hazrat Luqman asked his father, he said, oh my father, explain to me something. If I do an action in complete secrecy, complete privacy, there is nobody there to see me but myself. I'm in total solitude. If I do something, how is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what I am doing? How is it that Allah knows what I am doing? So Hazrat Luqman replied, he said, Ya Bunayya, O my son, remember, إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلْ, that if that deed and action of yours, be it good or be it bad, is so small, it is equivalent to a mustard seed, or a speck of dust. We see when the light shines, when the sunlight filters through a window, we see that small specks of dust. If it is equivalent to a speck of dust, and then that speck of dust, فَتَكُنْ فِي سَخْرَةٍ, that mustard seed, that speck of dust, is hidden in the center of a rock, completely hidden. أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, or that speck of dust, or that mustard seed, is high above in the skies, where nobody can reach and access it, or right down beneath the earth. If it is, even if it is so hidden, and so remote, and so discreet, remember, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will bring that deed and that action. And we will have to answer for that action. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. An atom's amount of good, we will see in Qiyamah. An atom's amount of evil, we will see and have to answer on the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. He ends off by saying that, remember, Allah's knowledge, Allah has knowledge of the minutest of things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of everything. Time doesn't permit, but there are so many more advices that Hazrat Luqman gave his son. Very quickly I will run through these. The first two advices were with regards to iman and belief. The third advice he gives is with regards to correcting his own deen, his own religion. He says, oh my beloved son, أَقِمِ salah, establish your salah. Because if salah is in order, everything else in deen will come in order. The fourth advice he gives is with regards to the deen of others. Your responsibility, our responsibility, doesn't end with ourselves. وَأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Encourage the good and stop the evil. This is also your responsibility. Thereafter he goes on to advise his son with regards to how should he interact with people. He says, oh my son, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't turn your face in arrogance away from people. In other words, do not behave with pride and arrogance towards people. Do not walk with arrogance on the earth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah doesn't like the person he is boastful, but rather follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to walk with humility, to walk with a sense of humility, and speak and interact with people like that also. Thereafter he goes on to say, and when you walk with a moderate pace, and when you speak with a moderate tone. Do not scream unnecessarily. Do not raise your voice where there is no need to do so. It is mentioned that when Hazrat Luqman was leaving this world, he called his son. And he gave his son a few pieces of advice. He said, now that I am leaving this world, I gave you many pieces of advice, but I would leave you with these few advices. He says, oh my son, occupy yourself with this world to the extent you will live in this world. Oh my son, occupy yourself with the Akhirah to the extent you will have to live in the Akhirah. Oh my son, when you want to break the command of Allah, then do so, break the command of Allah in the proportion that you are able to bear the fire of Jahannam. And oh my son, when you want to break the command of Allah, then look for a place where Allah can't see you. And O my son, worship Allah and be obedient to Allah in proportion to how much you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah inspire us to follow the advices of Hazrat Luqman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the people that have these qualities. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.